And in this third verse here, we have something I think quite interesting. We have here a homogenizing of God as the Creator and as the Redeemer. Listen to this. It's a lovely thing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. And there are a lot of people don't know that. And a lot of Christians don't. In the early church, you remember when that first persecution broke out? The apostles came back and reported to the early church there in Jerusalem. They went to God in prayer, and they began by saying, O Lord, Thou art God. Somebody says, well, that's easy to say. It's easy to say, but do you really believe it today? There are a lot of Christians that are acting like God's not there. They're not acting like, Lord, Thou art God. And that's what this says here. He is God. Don't you know that the Lord's God? It is He who hath made us, and not we ourselves. That's God the Creator. We ought to worship Him because He is the Creator. He made this universe. We're going to come to a nature psalm, a creation psalm. Maybe not today, but next time. I want to talk to you about that in particular. But now notice, not only we worship Him as Creator, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. How did you become a sheep? Because you're redeemed. Here's a case where the shepherd died for the sheep. Sheep didn't die for this shepherd, but the shepherd died for the sheep, and we are the sheep of His pasture. Now, wait just a moment. What sheep is He talking about here? The sheep He's talking about here is Israel. He's their shepherd, too. And you remember, He told them, from their viewpoint, He says, other sheep I have, which they're not of this flock here. They don't belong to this one. I belong to that, and you belong to that if you're in the church. Listen to this. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, to His courts with praise. Now, that's the way He wants you to come into His presence. Someone said to me the other day that attended a great church. It's been a great church in the past. And they said, I've never been in a place where it was so dead. And you know what the problem was? People weren't coming in there with praise. And they didn't come in there to be thankful. They didn't enter His gates with thanksgiving. And they didn't come into His courts with praise. Now, if you go into church on Sunday and worship, make sure, my friend, that you go there with thanksgiving and praise. And if you don't have a little of that, you're not going to be very helpful to the church. For the Lord is good. Can we say that today? I don't know where you are, who you are, why you are, when you are, but I know this, that God is good. God is good, and He's good to you. He's good to me. Oh, how good He is. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Didn't run out of it. And many of you, I guess, because He extended so much on me, thought He ran out of mercy. He didn't. He's got a lot left for you today. His mercy is everlasting. It's like that flour barrel of that widow where Elijah was. That just never ran out. And His truth endureth to all generations. My, this is a great psalm.